WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Clint Eastwood made his mark as a movie star, but is increasingly being recognized as a film director. He won an Oscar for directing the Western Unforgiven. His new movie, coming off the success of The Bridges of Madison County, is a political thriller called Absolute Power. John Powers has a review.
25 years ago, if you'd asked which Hollywood star was going to wind up with the most interesting career, almost no one would have named Clint Eastwood. But while Nicholson, Beatty, Redford, and Hoffman all became congealed in their fame, Eastwood became the first star in Hollywood history to do braver work in his 50s and 60s than he'd done in his youth. He's an icon who made himself an artist. His latest directorial effort, Absolute Power, is a real treat. Eastwood stars as Luther Whitney, a master thief who decides, as a last hurrah, to rob a billionaire's mansion. But in the midst of the burglary, Luther witnesses something strange. A sex murder involving the billionaire's wife and the President of the United States, who's played by Gene Hackman. Luther wants to flee. He's in over his head. But he stays around because he's trying to reconcile with his daughter, Kate, played by Laura Linney, who feels he's always abandoned her. And so Luther spends the rest of the movie being hunted by Secret Service men, by a hitman hired by the vengeful billionaire, and by homicide detective Seth Frank, played by Ed Harris. Seth's a wry, decent man who keeps playing cat and mouse with Luther, as in this marvelous scene when the two first meet in a cafeteria.
Would you like a signed confession now, or would you like to have a little coffee first?
Before I send you away for life, I should probably check out your alibi.
I was watching a football game with an old friend of mine, Red Bransford. He owns a saloon here in town. You can ask me about the game if you'd like. I could be lying.
You've been following the case?
Yeah, I have. I love true crime.
FBI says there's only a few guys who could have handled something as refined as the Sullivan job. I got a list here. You're on it.
Oh, I wish it were true. This person, they go in the front door, and then they go out a window and down a rope in the middle of the night. If I could do something like that, I'd be the star of my AARP meetings.
I've already read some reviews which fault Absolute Power for being implausible and insufficiently knuckle-biting. But even though the opening murder scene is a tour de force, such criticisms miss the point. This movie isn't a straightforward thriller. Rather, it belongs in the genial tradition of Hitchcock's North by Northwest or Howard Hawks' Rio Bravo, autumnal works which play with movie conventions. Although the story is astonishingly cynical, the president's a killer, a woman beater, and a betrayer of his oldest friends, this political corruption clearly doesn't engage Eastwood, whose sense of outrage largely vanished with Dirty Harry. In fact, he treats the political skullduggery here as social comedy, making hilarious use of Judy Davis as the president's bitchy chief of staff. Far from being obsessed with the machinery of suspense, Eastwood handles the thriller elements cavalierly, as they did in old movies like The Scarlet Pimpernel. He puts his real energy into exploring the human relationships that thrillers usually ignore. As the movie progresses, Luther's love for his daughter Kate goes from being a dreary cliché to something genuinely felt, especially in a couple of delicately magical scenes involving Kate's empty refrigerator. Eastwood also returns to a favorite theme, the precariousness of honorable manhood. We can see the ideas of honor at work in all the male characters, most interestingly in Detective Frank, who's looking for love at least as much as he's looking for the killer. He's played with relaxed charm by Harris, a wonderful actor who's usually asked to do little more than clench his jaw. Naturally, the movie is dominated by Eastwood, and like all his movies, Absolute Power offers a commentary on the star himself. As Luther, he plays a crack thief who attempts one more big score, almost whimsically, out of love for the craft. He doesn't really need the money and is actually happier spending his days at the National Gallery, sketching the faces in old master's paintings. It's hard not to see this as a metaphor for Eastwood's own artistic situation. He too doesn't need any more money or fame. And if he keeps making Hollywood movies, it's because he too loves the craft of it. Like his alter ego Luther, Eastwood actually cares less about some imaginary big score than perfecting the art of making human faces come alive.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.